It's 10 o'clock.
CBS News. Los Angeles has been rocked by a giant explosion. There is speculation the so-called alphabet bomber may be responsible. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Police say a large warehouse was leveled by the explosion, which set off several fires in an industrial area of the city. Several people were reported injured in the blast, which was visible from the Los Angeles Coliseum, where an exhibition football game was underway. A police spokesman says looting has broken out in the area. Police are not saying what triggered the explosion, but there is speculation it might have been the work of a bomber who claims credit for the August 6th airport bombing that killed three people in Los Angeles and for planting a bomb in a city bus terminal late Friday. That bomb was found and was defused. More news in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today our Man in the Street interview comes to you from Big City, USA. Excuse me, sir. What do you get high on?
I beg pardon?
You know, what do you turn on with?
What, you some kind of a cop? Well, it doesn't make any difference anyhow, because I don't use anything.
Then how do you get high?
Oh, I get high on a lot of things, like seeing my kids start to walk, or the first dandelions in the park, you know.
Anything else?
Yeah, getting tired gives me a high. If it's a tired, you know, from something I like bowling with the guys or taking a long bike ride. But, hey, would you believe polishing my car gives me a high? And it's even legal.
In other words, then, it's you get a natural high.
Yeah, natural, that's it. Which, incidentally, doesn't mean that you're high all the time. It'd be unreasonable to expect to be high all the time, you know?
It's like getting high on life.
Sure, but you gotta remember, getting high on life could be habit forming.
This mini-interview was brought to you nationwide by the New York State Drug Abuse Control Commission.
More fighting was reported Saturday on Cyprus despite Turkey's declaration of a ceasefire. There are reports the Turks are trying to establish control well below the area of northern Cyprus, which they took, declaring intentions to establish a Turkish Cypriot zone. There have been several anti-American demonstrations in Greece in recent days, many Greeks blaming the U.S. for Turkey's unchecked advances on Cyprus. Senator Henry Jackson, Democrat of Washington, says the NATO countries should put pressure on Turkey.
The only thing that really can be done now is to get the NATO countries together at this point and join collectively in bringing the pressure to bear on the Turks. All of it's been brought against the Greeks. This is what is so one-sided, to let them know that we will not tolerate this and that we're going to withdraw support to Turkey.
Jackson also says the crisis on Cyprus was a result of indecisive American policy. James St. Clair, former President Nixon's Watergate lawyer, says he does not know if he will continue to represent Mr. Nixon. St. Clair, in an article with the Boston Herald American, says he went to Washington to represent Nixon as president and not as Nixon's personal attorney. St. Clair also says the final days before Mr. Nixon's resignation were the most dramatic days of his career. Former Attorney General Elliot Richardson indicates he thinks Richard Nixon has already suffered enough punishment.
I have a feeling that justice has been done so far as President Nixon is concerned. Any penalty that might be imposed as a result of indicting and trying him would be trivial by comparison with the penalty he has already suffered and will endure for the rest of his life.
Richardson spoke to reporters in Salt Lake City. Louisiana Democrats on Saturday gave Russell Long victory in the Democratic primary, virtually assuring Long of another term. Long holds a key position as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. Most of Louisiana's congressmen won renomination, but one of them, John Rarick, is facing a strong challenge from two hopefuls. The outcome of the race for Rarick's seat is still undecided. More news after this.
Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Come to ashes.
been telling us to be careful with fire for over 30 years. Yet last year, we still started over 100,000 careless forest fires. When will we ever learn? Public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union on Saturday announced a joint program to rehabilitate workers with drug problems. GM and the UAW said the goal of the program is to help industrial workers recover from drug abuse so that they can be reliable workers and useful members of their communities. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI, the weather outlook. Night and morning low cloudiness or fog through Monday with partial clearing during the afternoons. Highs near 70, lows in the lower 50s. Currently in downtown Seattle, 62 degrees, the barometer rising at 30.13. And in sports briefly, an NFL exhibition contest, the Colts beat the Browns 37-3, Cincinnati over Atlanta 13-7, Green Bay 20, Chicago 10, and Dallas beat Houston 19-13. Major League Baseball in the American, Detroit over Oakland, Kansas City beat Baltimore, Minnesota down Boston, Cleveland defeated Texas, New York beat Chicago, and Milwaukee on top of California. In the National, Atlanta over Philadelphia, Montreal edged Houston, Cincinnati beat New York, St. Louis down San Francisco, Pittsburgh over Los Angeles, and San Diego beat Chicago. The time at KIXI is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Once again, be my guest on a strange journey. A weird, wild trip through a mysterious, uncharted terrain. Bounded only by your imagination. There's an expression, the night of the long knives. And it has come to mean an orgy of murder. And it usually follows a rebellion or a civil war. It's a time when many of those on the winning side take the opportunity to settle some personal scores.
Why are you leaving, Roberto?
It isn't obvious. Who can live here any longer?
There is another woman.
Oh, Pilar, there never was. There never will be another woman.
You are going to her.
There is nothing here for me any longer.
That's a lie.
Pilar, won't you understand?
Yes, I understand one thing. You are tired of me.
Pilar, one day, as soon as...
I cannot have you. No one will.
But I tell you, there is no one else.
Oh, Roberto, don't leave me.
Goodbye, Pilar.
Oh, Patriots! Patriots, after him! That man running down the street, after him! He is a traitor!
Our mystery drama, The Longest Knife, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Bryna Rayburn. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can. Find me a place where I can be.
Your chance of success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
This fellow is at the door about the home repair, you know, and he wants me to sign the contract now. What'll I do?
You don't have to sign that contract now, madam.
You're not Lou. Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau with some advice to help you to protect yourself. Read all the documents before you sign and take your time. He'll come back tomorrow. And incidentally, keep a copy of any form you do sign. And be sure you understand what you're signing.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
No need to thank me, madam. That's what Better Business Bureaus are for, to help protect consumers like you.
You're about to discover one of those little-known, out-of-the-way restaurants where the food can only be described as heavenly. It's a safe bet. You've never heard of a place called Mama Pilar's. It is located in a tiny seaport village called Puerto San Jorge in an obscure Latin American country. It's a long way to travel for dinner, but be assured, it's worth it. Mama Pilar's doesn't look like very much. It's small, dark, narrow, but don't let that put you off. Seated at his usual table near the door is a chubby, pleasant-looking, middle-aged man named Ciriaco. Ciriaco is unable to talk, but his guitar speaks for him. Tonight, the only customers in the place are Pete and Marge Miller, and they are obviously young, North American, and newly married.
This? This is the finest restaurant in the entire world?
Darling, taste is the test. Now, come on, bear with me.
Pete?
Hmm?
Whose picture is that on the wall? He's just like one of those funny admirals in a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta.
Marge, come on, don't talk like that. As if...
As if what?
Well, as if you're back home in a free country.
Well, you see that picture everywhere. Is he some local wheel?
Angel, he is the wheel.
No kidding.
He is the generalissimo, numero uno, our maximum leader.
Even so, he looks like a pig.
Marge, now you can't talk like that in public. Besides, he's the client. He's the man I was sent here to sell, and you better pray for him.
How can I pray for him? Instinctively, I hate him. You can see evil all over his face.
Well, he's a very sick man.
Oh, really?
I understand he has severe ulcers, yet eats like a pig.
Uh-huh. Now you said the word.
Here she comes.
Who?
The great lady, Mama Pilar, herself.
Welcome to this house.
You don't remember me, Mama Pilar? Oh,
of course I remember you, Senor Miller, but... Well, I thought it best not to say so.
Oh, why?
Well, I see this charming young lady as your wife. Perhaps she is not supposed to know you were here before. Now, what would you like for your dinner?
Mama Pilar, we are in your hands.
Good. I hope you are hungry.
He's quite a character.
It's amazing.
Hmm?
This dictator, what's his name?
Oh, General Zorrilla.
Zorrilla? He actually does look like a pig.
Now, Marge, you simply cannot...
Darling, I come from Iowa. I know a hog when I see one.
You are a guest in a foreign country, and you should have enough good sense to...
You're always so afraid I'll say something to embarrass you.
We will have to socialize with this man.
Will you be proud of me? I'll chatter so charmingly, no one ever will suspect that I've got a brain in my head. Oh. What? What is that... Oh, divine aroma.
Uh-huh. Well, you've tasted.
Now, good friends, your dinner.
Oh, what is that?
Food, that is all.
That's all? What's a song? Notes. But it's how these things are put together.
Oh, thank you, Senora. You have been married long?
Well, this is our honeymoon.
And also a business trip.
Oh, well, can the two be combined? You will be here a while?
Oh, my company is working on a development plan with General Zorrilla.
Oh, yes. The leader will make us into a great nation. One day we will all be rich.
Oh, sure.
He promised.
Well, don't bet on it.
You think he lies?
At least, I think.
Marge.
No. Tell me, Senora. Who has poisoned you against our leader? The traitors? The cowards and doubters who fear to believe? Oh, you are a foreigner, so how can you understand that I love my leader because I love my country? When he fought the old government, that unholy alliance of thieves and oppressors, when he called for volunteers, I gave this man, my only son. Go, I said to Ramon, follow him. And today, my Ramon is a captain. And one day he will invite me to the capital city and present me to the leader. Forgive me, I talk too much. Well, see what the wind blew in, a beggar.
Momo Bilal.
Yes, old woman, you found me.
If you are Momo Bilal, I have a letter for you.
A letter? For me?
From your son.
From Ramon? How is he? When did you last see Ramon?
I have no time here. Take your letter.
But I want to talk to you. Oh, well. A letter. Oh, the devil, Ramon. You'd think he'd come by to visit his old mother. No. Well, he is busy. Senora, you read, I am sure. Me? I never did learn. Would you be so...
I'm sure that it must be something private between you and your son.
Oh, no, Ramon, no. Someone will have to read it to me. It would be a favor, Senora.
All right.
Well, what does he say? His letters are always so amusing.
My dearest little mother, when you receive this letter, I will be dead.
Read. Read.
Our leader has betrayed us. We thought we fought for freedom, but he has made slaves of us all. Mama, he is a madman, and now that he realizes I know him, he will kill me with his own hands. Avenge me, Mama. Avenge me. My last thoughts are of you, your loving son, Ramon.
You lie. You lie. You make up this ugly falsehood because you hate the leader.
I'm sorry.
But he...
Mommy Pilar, can we help you?
Leave me.
Well, if you need anything, we'll be in the capital city.
Goodbye, Mommy Pilar.
Siriaco, you see that face? The face that looks down upon us from the wall. I will kill him, Siriaco. I will kill him with my own hands. And after I have killed him, I will weep for Ramon.
Marge, darling, I'm sorry a thing like this had to happen.
Pete? I know you have a job to do in this country, but I can't take any part in it. I will not socialize with that man. I will not visit his palace. He will not be invited to my home.
But, darling...
I refuse to discuss it.
All right, dear. All right.
My leader, you are breaking your diet.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, my leader.
What appointments have I this afternoon, Escobar?
Dr. Suarez is due here at any moment. Then the young North American engineer, Senor Peter Miller.
Is there more meat?
My leader, what will Dr. Suarez say when he sees you have broken your diet?
I am starved. Dr. Suarez.
Get rid of that slop. Hmm? I gave you a diet.
Yeah. What are you doing? I must eat. I'm not a bird. I'm a man.
You are a self-indulgent fat slob.
See, Escobar. See how he talks to me.
Here you address our leader.
Be quiet, you obscene little rodent. You, open your shirt.
I don't care if the man is a doctor. He must have respect for our...
Dr. Suarez, Why don't you rag me?
Roll up your sleeve. I will take your blood pressure.
I tolerate you because you are the best doctor in the country. But take care now how you provoke me. Be moderate.
Yes, exactly my prescription for you.
But I cannot live without good food, wine.
Then die.
You're not the only doctor in the nation.
Yes, indeed not. Fetch some quack, some boot-licking flatterer. Tell him what to prescribe. I'm sure the charlatan will oblige you, and in 3 months you will be a dead man. Good day. I will be here tomorrow.
He's right. The dog, moderation. I'll see the North American.
Same thing, Senor Peter Miller.
Moderation. Moderation and abstinence. That's the way to live forever. You must keep me to that diet, Escobar. Keep me to that diet, yes.
Your Excellency?
Yes, sir.
I have here the report on all the preliminary studies.
Have you,
Yes, sir. An overall program to build hospitals, schools, bridges, aqueducts, drains, swamps. We can transform the entire country.
Can you?
Yeah, now, if you'll examine these papers.
Enough, sir.
Sir?
Be silent. Mr. Miller, do you know what you are? You, sir, are a barbarian. You enter a man's office, and with absolutely no regard for the amenities, you start slapping your business documents all over his desk.
A thousand pardons, Your
Excellency. Is it your impression that you will have me sign these documents and be on an aircraft bound for the United States within the hour?
No, sir. I'm completely at your disposal, sir.
I understand your lovely wife is with you. How is she?
Fine.
We shall hold a reception in her honor tonight at the palace.
I'm afraid she's not feeling well. It's been a long trip. She's not a good traveler.
Oh, I am sorry. Perhaps tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Or the day after. Now, be sure to convey my warmest personal regards to your lovely bride and let us know when she will find it convenient to honor us with her presence.
Yes, sir.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Now, what remains to be done today, Escobar?
Ramon.
Ah, yes. Ramon.
He waits in his cell.
We shall miss Ramon. He was a fine boy.
He was a traitor. A criminal.
Is there a family?
He never spoke of anyone.
Ah, these ambitious country boys. They get big ideas. And soon they grow ashamed of the old peasant mama back on the farm. Well, whoever she is, wherever she may be, let her believe her boy died a hero. Say something nice on the radio, Escobar.
Yes, my friends. This brilliant young soldier, a hero of the Holy Revolution, was one of our leader's closest companions. Patriots, mourn for the man our leader called my friend Ramon.
Swine. Oh, I will avenge you, my little Ramon. I will avenge you. Oh, Siriaco, did you get the flowers? Oh, the beautiful bouquet. Oh, thank you, Siriaco. Oh, thank you. And now, dear friend, we must practice. I will stand outside the palace gate and wait for him to come. Now, you pretend to be the pig. Now, you are leaving the palace. Start walking toward me. I call out, my leader! You hear a woman's voice. You look. You see a peasant. Her face, it shines with adoration. I hold out this bouquet, and because you are a depraved and evil man, the sight of sincerity must always amuse you. You step forward to receive my homage, my gift. I extend it eagerly, lovingly. And as you reach out to take it, my right hand withdraws the knife from inside the flowers, and I step and thrust.
Mama Pilar has prepared many a peppery plate in her lifetime.
But now she is assembling the ingredients for the most pungent dish of all. Revenge. The recipe will come to a boil when I return shortly with Act Two.
You've seen the Budweiser commercials on television, and maybe you've wondered how long people have been putting that famous Bud label on things. Well, not as long as the brewers of Bud have been putting things on the label. Things like a list of Bud's most important ingredients. Quote, brewed by our original process from the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. And things like the following statement. This is the famous Budweiser beer. We know of no brand produced by any other brewer which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Unquote. Yes, brewing beer right does make a difference. Read the Bud label. Taste the king of beers, and you'll agree, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
You're driving through town. You pass a sign you may have seen a thousand times, but never really noticed. The sign of your local American Red Cross chapter. Look behind that sign, and you'll see that the good neighbor is on call 24 hours a day. Not only to help when major disasters strike, but with hundreds of special and personal needs of people in trouble. People who suffer. People you know. You'll find us helping to feed and shelter people when there's a flood or a hurricane. You'll also find us teaching blind kids to swim, new citizens to learn English, and helping addicts to unravel their snarled lives. Across the country, in fact, we get involved in over 100 different helping people jobs. American Red Cross. It's working right where you live. Join us.
Intense love, violent hate. These can be two sides of the very same coin. And just as a coin can be flipped, so can the human emotions. Mama Pilar worshipped General Zorilla, the dictator of her country, until he murdered her only son. Now she regards him as a pig to be slaughtered. And with this object in mind, she approaches the presidential palace. In her hand is a beautiful bouquet of flowers. Hidden among the stems is a knife. Clutching the bouquet, Mama Pilar addresses the soldier who stands guard at the gate.
Senor, I beg your pardon. Can you tell me if our leader will be leaving the palace today?
Why do you want to know?
Well, I want to give him this lovely bouquet of flowers.
How do I know there is not a bomb hidden inside those rose buds? Oh, you better beat it.
But why?
It's going to get very rough around here. Sweetheart, go home.
Take your hands off me.
You can't get near him. He's surrounded by his personal bodyguard.
I want to give him
nobody
power.
Ever gets within 50 yards of him. Move back. Move back, sweetheart.
I have a gift for my leader.
Run, sweetheart. They love to hit. Let me help you.
Don't touch me.
You'll be okay. You just fainted.
No.
Oh, now, don't cry. Don't cry.
Let me alone.
You're pretty lucky, you know. We used to have a captain of the guard. He'd give orders to kill people. Don't cry. Don't cry. Why don't you just go home?
You must sign these death sentences, my leader.
How much longer must I wait for food?
Till 2:30.
Three quarters of an hour. What can I have, eh?
A carrot.
A carrot. Don't let me cheat. I warn you. Don't let me cheat.
Yes?
It's Senor Peter Miller.
Admit him. Let him in.
Dr. Suarez, a swine. You blew my tomato, he's right. You must not let me cheat.
Your Excellency?
Sit.
Thank you. I hear the reports of a field
check. Tell me, Mr. Miller, why doesn't your wife like me?
Oh, sir.
Now, you may ask, why should it matter to me if the spouse of some machinery peddler, which is all you really are, dislikes me?
Well, but sir...
I have feelings. I dislike being snubbed. I am entitled to courtesy. I deserve consideration. I have the right to be taken seriously as a human being. Who is your wife, anyhow?
Now, sir, that...
Now, sir, but, sir, it won't do. For 2 weeks now, you have refused all my invitations.
My wife is still somewhat indisposed.
May I send her our own physician, a man of international repute?
Well, I think it's just a matter of getting, you know, used to the climate and
the
food.
Of course. You must remember to give her my regards.
Yes, sir. I have some reports here.
Reports?
Should...
Business? On such a glorious day?
Well, Your Excellency, the time grows short.
Time, my dear boy, grows neither short nor long. She maintains her own steady rhythm despite all our futile efforts to hurry or delay her. Until tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And if your lovely bride is sufficiently recovered, bring her with you for cocktails. I mean tea. Good day.
Good day, sir.
How much longer, Escobar?
Exactly 37 minutes.
See to it. It must be a very large carrot.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Pilar. Human beings. What an astonishing lot we are. After all that has happened, we meet by chance, and it's... Hello, Roberto. Hello, Pilar.
We have not met by chance, Roberto. I have come here to talk to you.
Oh? The last time you talked to me, you denounced me as an enemy of the revolution. It was here. Right here. On this very street.
Please, Roberto.
Well, you did. I lost my job, my property, most of my teeth. But that's no matter. There's not much to eat nowadays, anyhow.
Roberto.
Are you going to denounce me again, Pilar?
You have every right to make this difficult for me. Roberto, read this letter. Read it.
I don't read anymore.
It's from Ramon.
Yes?
For the love of God, Roberto, read it.
Very well, Pilar.
Read and realize it is Ramon who writes.
Yes, I see. It is Ramon who has written. And now that I have read it...
Is that all you can say?
What is there to say?
I say I am going to kill the pig.
Don't let me delay you.
Roberto, listen. I cannot do it alone. He's surrounded by his guards, but I don't have to do it alone. I can join the resistance. Roberto, please, let me join the resistance.
What have I to do with the resistance?
But you need me. The resistance needs me.
I am tired.
I am strong. I fear nobody.
And I have grown old.
And I can help the resistance. Pity me, Roberto, pity me.
Fighting resistance will meet tonight.
Oh, thank you, Roberto.
In your cafe.
In my...
Why not? It's the safest place in the city.
That you, Pete?
Yeah, Marge, it's me.
Well, what about dinner?
We'll have to send out.
Oh, I see. I'm still being punished.
Well, how can we be seen anywhere? I said you were indisposed. Well,
why'd you say that?
What else could I tell him?
The truth. I don't care for his company.
Yeah,
indeed. Another cozy evening at home with the Millers, Pete and Marge. Oh, You got a call from New York, Mr. Lowry.
Oh, they're getting nervous. I don't have result number one as yet.
You just won't understand why I refuse to see that man.
Marge, it's okay to have principles.
As long as you don't practice them.
Listen, we can really help these people. We'll drain swamps, cut down disease, raise food, create industry. Give them the strength to rise up and fight him. That's how to destroy Zaria.
Well, I...
Honey, I'm right. You know I'm right.
Okay.
Now you're finally doing the right thing.
You really do believe that my only mission is to keep you happy. I'm not a human being in my own right.
Oh, for crying out loud, there you go again.
What do you mean, there I go again?
Marge.
I have no thoughts, no feelings of my own. I'm even required to give up my own honeymoon because you don't have the backbone to stand up to a two-bit would-be Hitler who needs your machinery more than you need his business.
I didn't say
You've
I would...
You've said enough.
Where are you going?
I'm indisposed.
Roberto, will it be all right if I say a few words?
Yes.
I will tell everyone who comes here tonight, never despair, never give up. Can I say this at the meeting?
Of course.
You told everyone about the meeting to come here?
Yes.
Good. Well, when will the meeting begin?
Now. I call the meeting to order. Who wishes the floor?
But where is everyone?
Here.
You lied to me. You didn't tell the others.
I couldn't tell the others. They are dead.
Oh, but you said the resistance would meet tonight.
The only organized resistance to Eduardo Guillermo Carlos Vicente Zorrilla, known as the Pig, is assembled in this room. My precious Pilar, the strong and the quick are now the weak and the dead. You stood by while that obscene swine destroyed the resistance. Now you call on it to avenge your son.
Our son.
I would have acknowledged him. I would have married you.
What kind of man marries a woman out of pity?
What kind of woman denounces a man out of hate? Is there any new business? Any proposals?
I propose we kill the pig.
There has already been violence enough. Other resolutions? None? Unless the chair hears to the contrary, this meeting stands adjourned. Good night, Pilar.
Good night, Roberto.
Good night, Ciriaco.
Remember, Ciriaco, the little American girl who read me the letter. He looks like a pig, she said. Just like that. A skinny little girl looks at his picture and says, pig. You know what makes her so wise, Ciriaco? She thinks. Oh, there you have it. She and Roberto, thinkers. They would say, we have a problem. What is the most effective way to kill a pig? But what do they know about killing pigs? They are thinkers, philosophers, aristocrats. Oh, no, I know how to kill a pig. Tell me, Ciriaco, tell me. Do I know how to kill a pig?
There are probably many ways to kill a pig. But all of them have one basic requirement for success. It is necessary, first, to have your pig firmly in hand. Till now, this has been Mama Pilar's fundamental problem. However, we can depend on her to solve it when we return shortly with Act 3.
Excuse me, madam.
Oh, I'm in an awful hurry.
I just wonder if you could answer a simple question
for
me.
So do I.
The question is this.
What?
What happens this time of year?
Oh, that's easy. The kids get home from camp. Goodbye.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
Nope.
I mean, I should know when my kids get home from camp.
Well, the answer I had in mind was a tad more general in scope.
Well, I gave my answer. Let's hear yours.
You know, I'm glad you asked.
Are you?
You see, what happens this time of year is that Buick dealers are giving particularly great deals on all their 74 Buicks. For a family woman such as yourself, I think a neat little Apollo would be just the ticket. It's small, economical, but surprisingly roomy. And it's a Buick, so it's really quite elegant.
You don't say.
Uh-huh. Now, isn't that good news?
Yes.
I mean, that you can get such a nifty deal on such a nifty small car.
To be sure it is, yes.
To be sure. By the way, where do your kids go to camp?
Guam. It's a small island in the South Pacific.
Guam.
Child of mine, tomorrow is yours. What kind of world will it be?
Every mother worries about the future of her children. But needy mothers overseas, barely surviving at the minimum level of existence, worry even more. Their families have never known a day when they were not hungry. They lack water that is safe to drink, medical facilities, schools. They need your help to give their children a chance in life. Through care, you can provide them with food, drinkable water systems, schools and medical care, and the means to help themselves. Help a mother to save a child's life today.
Send your dollars to CARE, Department 2, New York, 10016.
Marge Miller is a young newlywed who is having the first fight of her marriage. And, permit us to say, it's a beaut. The reason may sound familiar. She refuses to socialize with her husband's client. It acquires deeper dimension when we consider that the client also happens to be the absolute dictator of a small nation. However, here comes Mama Pilar with her own score to settle. And does she bring salvation or disaster?
No. No, I'm sorry, Pilar. It's out of the question. Why does the senora insist I wish to kill somebody?
It's not just somebody. Zorilla.
Me? Kill my leader?
Why else would you want to prepare a dinner for him?
Oh, senora, I am growing old. Running a restaurant is too much for me. I'm looking for a job. And your husband's work, senora, requires you to entertain. You need a good cook.
No, we don't entertain at all.
Oh, but you should, senora.
And don't you
start
that. Besides, if I let you cook a meal for old Zorilla, you'll bury a knife in him the minute he walks in.
I will not. On my word of honor.
Well, you'd spike his soup with arsenic.
I will not. On my word of honor, I will do nothing to...
I believe you. But Pete would never buy it.
Why not?
Why not? Well, let's just say he's very nervous and upset right now.
Ah, then you have a problem. Such a man is no good to a woman. No. We must relax him, restore his desire for romance.
Amen.
Now, suppose... Just suppose you said to your husband, invite the leader here for dinner.
You're trying to sneak up on me.
I said, just suppose. Well, what would he do?
I guess he'd flip.
Well, that must mean something good, eh? But, no, there is no need to tell him I will cook the dinner until everyone arrives. And then it will be too late for him to object. How simple it is.
Simple and deceitful. Why do you want to prepare a meal for Zorilla?
I have my reason.
Sure. I want to help my husband do his job. But I can't very well have his client killed at my dining room table.
Senora, this dinner will resurrect your marriage.
What makes you think that my marriage needs to be...
Oh, when a bride sits alone all afternoon, emptying glasses, filling ashtrays...
Pilar.
Oh, no, little one, don't cry. Oh, no, I promise you, this dinner will bring you both joy and happiness. It will restore your love, revive your honeymoon.
But you promise, word of honor, you won't kill him here.
My word of honor, I won't kill him anywhere.
Mr. Miller, now I understand. If my wife were as charming as yours, I would also keep her hidden.
Oh, thank you, Your Excellency.
Well, we want you to share an important event with us, Your Excellency. This is to be Marge's first home-cooked meal.
Oh, now, dear, I didn't say I would cook the dinner myself. I hired some help. We even have music. Siriaco, play for us, please.
Excellency, your eating schedule.
Oh, yes. Yes, Escobar. Thank you. My dearest Mrs. Miller, summon the cook.
Oh, certainly. Miller!
Marge, what are you doing?
Relax. No matter what happens, remember, I love you.
Your Excellency.
Your name is Pilar?
Yes, my leader.
You are not from this city. I would know that hill country accent anywhere. Now, don't tell me. Puerto San Jorge.
I was born there, my leader.
That's the real country. Those are the real people. Now, now, my good Pilar, prepare for me... 2 boiled eggs, 3 minutes. You tell the time?
Oh, yes, my leader.
3 minutes, no more, no less. Tea with 1 teaspoon of skim milk. Toast, 1 dry slice thin.
But, Your Excellency, we've prepared
I am on the strictest diet, my dear.
Forgive me. Please, forgive me. I didn't know. Pilar, you'll serve all of us eggs, tea, and toast.
I forbid it! No, you are so sweet, sympathetic, sensitive, my dear, but I must forbid it. Pilar, you will serve your master, mistress, and Captain Escobar the prepared meal.
Yes, my leader.
But Your Excellency, we have no right to enjoy something.
This is something I must learn to live with. It's for the best. What is food? Merely a fuel. And with me, it was once a passion. Now that passion is spent, it is burned out completely.
May I serve now, Senora?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
A true passion stuck, that one. Where on earth did you find her?
Oh, sir, you must never ask a lady where she finds her help. These must remain our little secret.
Oh, smell that. I have not seen beef marinated San Jorge style in years. Oh, Pilar, you are a genius.
Oh, thank you, my leader.
Don't know if I'm hungry.
I command you to eat.
But we have no right to enjoy gourmet cooking while you
My dear, my dear, this is not gourmet cooking. This is hill country cooking. Oh, I was weaned on it. That meat before you. Let me tell you how that divine fragrance and flavor is achieved. The meat is first soaked in specially spiced wine, then marinated in a special spice and garlic sauce. The exact recipe is a secret handed down from mother to daughter.
But, Your Excellency, we have no right to do this to you. We should send it back to the kitchen.
No, I curb my passions. And so enjoy yourselves. I command you to enjoy yourselves.
My leader, your eggs, tea, and toast.
Thank you, my dear Pilar. Thank you. There you are. See? You see how quickly I have fueled my engine. Half a dozen bites, a couple of swallows, and I am done. You have scarcely begun. You will fritter away your lives at the table. Whereas I shall have endless hours free for work, for study, I don't see how just perhaps the tiniest piece of that meat could do me any real harm. Pilar.
Yes, my leader.
Let go of her arm, Escobar.
My leader, I am only doing my duty.
You deserve a decoration. Make note of it. Now, Pilar, that piece, that... and then that one. Oh, fine. Splendid. Oh, this is every bit the way I remember. Oh, this is the pulse of the gods.
Gods, Bimar.
My leader?
A special spiced wine is always served with this.
Oh, I have it here, my leader.
Yes, yes, this is... Oh, good. I'm renewing myself. More meat, Pilar.
Where does he put it, Pete? Where?
I don't know.
Your Excellency, your diet. You shouldn't eat this much in a week. A month. Pilar. Pilar.
Yes, my leader.
My glass is empty. My plate's empty. Oh, this is heavenly. Where has this shining light been hidden? Pilar, more meat. More of everything. You work for these good people, Pilar.
Yes, my leader.
When they go home?
Oh, well, I must find another place to cook.
No. I must eat no more. I have eaten too much. I should have eaten nothing. Take it away, Pilar. Remove everything. I must not eat no more. I must not. My doctor is right.
Your doctor lies.
What have you said?
Please, my leader, I meant no harm. All my life I have prepared food. It never hurt anyone. How can a doctor blame food?
Yes, my kind Pilar.
Oh, all the men in my family, my father, my brothers, my son, they always ate what I cooked. Not one was ever sick. My leader, this is food. This is life.
It was so good. So good.
My leader, who ever heard of doctors at the hill country? My father died at 95.
My father was drowned at 86. He was trying to swim the San Jorge River to visit the most beautiful widow in the province. Mr. Miller, Mrs. Miller.
Yes, sir.
You have made me aware of something I seem to have forgotten. My roots. I lost them. But I find them here, just in time. Yes, I shall be nourished by the food of my peasant ancestors. Escobar, dismiss that quack, Dr. Suarez.
But, Your Excellency...
Mr. Miller, why have you come to this country? To make your fortune, eh? Well, your fortune is made. Create, build, construct, send me engineers, teachers, technicians, designers... Have the necessary papers ready for signature in the morning.
Your Excellency.
See? You are successful beyond your wildest dreams.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Thank me by giving me this woman, Pilar. Would you like to live in the palace?
Oh, my leader, what does a peasant woman know at a palace?
The kitchen. You shall rule over the kitchen.
I?
Yes.
Me? To cook for my leader. Oh, but I am only a plain peasant woman.
Escobar, it was a plot.
A plot, Excellency?
A clever plan to kill me. How? They would starve me to death.
Oh.
Pilar, is there more meat?
Oh, yes, my leader.
Of course I am. I've learned a lesson, even from my enemies. Moderation. I shall... Enjoy good food, but in moderation.
And what does my leader desire
for
his breakfast?
Woman, do I solicit your advice on the training of troops, the administration of justice? Do not consult me. Prepare what you choose. Is there dessert?
Of course, my leader.
I'll go and help Pilar serve.
See, I gave you my word of honor.
But you are going to kill him. You see that man, he can't help himself.
Neither can a pig. It's the nature of the animal.
But Pilar...
Look at him. A knife, a bullet, a few grains of poison. Much too swift, much too merciful. No, this is better. I have seen swine stuffed like him. They die slowly, badly... In agony. Much better. Oh, be happy, Senora. I have kept my word, and you have won your husband again.
Pilar, the dessert.
Oh, time once again to stuff the pig. Coming, my leader. We have a simple sweet.
A simple sweet?
Yes, Senor. We call it the Mountain of San Jorge. Whipped cream, ice cream, chocolate, preserves. Nuts, fruit.
Oh, Pilar. Dear good friends, you have renewed my life.
Your plate, my leader.
Escobar, have Dr. Suarez shot at once.
There is plenty more in the kitchen, my leader.
Oh, I can hardly wait for breakfast. What should we have, Bilar?
Oh, you said for me to surprise you.
Oh, you will serve me always, Bilar. Say that you will serve me always.
You are my leader. I will serve you to the death.
As some people might say, what a way to go. But this is something the Mama Pilars of the world understand. If you can't get to a man's heart with a knife, another way, and a better way, is to get there through his stomach. I shall return shortly.
Telling us to be careful with fire for over 30 years. Yet last year, we still started over 100,000 careless forest fires. When will we ever learn? A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
It said, the pen is mightier than the sword. This sentiment was written by a man and can be dismissed as male chauvinist propaganda. What every woman knows is that mightier than the pen or the sword is the knife and the fork. If you don't believe it, just ask Mama Pilar. Our cast included Bryna Rayburn, Marion Seldes, Jack Grimes, Leon Janney, and Gil Mack. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Now, a preview of our next tale.
First thing I want to do is move the couch over there to the long wall.
Everybody likes this place when they first move in.
If you take one end and I take the other.
1, 2, 3 months, then they start getting jumpy.
Jumpy? Mm.
They pay up what they owe on the lease and they move out.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it happens every time. Well, let's move this thing if we're going to.
Let me move the coffee table first.
No, I'll do it. How'd you happen to hear it was vacant?
Well, actually, friends of ours called us. They'd met some people at a party who said they were giving up this beautiful apartment, and we thought...
That would be the Winthrops. Yeah, they lasted 6 months. And before them was the Katzes, and before them the Millbrooks, and before them the Kramers, and before them...
Well, why did they all move out? What's wrong with the place?
Search me. They would never say any of them.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
next on KIXI AM and FM in Seattle. A weather outlook, night and morning, low clouds or fog. Partial clearing during the afternoons, highs near 70, lows in the lower 50s. And currently it's 61 degrees at 11 o'clock.
CBS News. A devastating explosion has rocked downtown Los Angeles. Police and fire spokesmen say it might be a bomb. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The explosion leveled an entire square block in the eastern part of downtown L.A. Saturday night. Several people were reported injured, and police said looting broke out in the vicinity afterwards. The scene was the Star Warehouse on Mateo Street. John Goodman of station KNX was on the scene a short time ago.
The fire continues to burn. Windows blown out. It looks like a World War II scene here with complete devastation of windows, buildings completely over opposite the blast scene, devastated, furniture inside completely thrown against far walls, broken water pipes, Department of Water and Power people on the scene attempting to shut off water. Also, hot wires danced dangerously in the streets for several minutes after the explosion, threatening further life and limb as the firefighters attempted to knock down the blaze, which continues to smolder. Many of the identifying marks of the surrounding buildings, to what type of business they are, who worked here, completely obliterated. Signs gone, facades blown away, buildings crumbled.
John Goodman of station KNX in Los Angeles. Stephen Dick of the Los Angeles Fire Department gave CBS News this information on the building.
It was doing business as the Star Trucking Company. It was a 50-foot by 200-foot metal clad and metal frame building. It was completely leveled. The three surrounding buildings were involved in fire, and all the windows in all the buildings for a four-square block area have been blown out. There's extensive looting in the area. It was obviously a bomb. We don't know yet, who said it or what.
Stephen Dick of the Los Angeles Fire Department. More news in a moment.
Are you sure you want to take a sloppy Joe for lunch, Bobby?
Yes, Mom.
No, Bobby. Not unless you take a soap and water to go to.
Soap and water? In my lunch pail? It'll ruin everything.
When you want soap and water to go, you want wash and dry. They refresh while you scrub, get you clean like soap and water, and they don't fall apart like napkins can.
You mean wash and dry can do anything soap and water can do?
That's right.
Let me see you blow bubbles with it.
Wash and dry. Soap and water to go.
This is Lawrence Johnson of What's New and Learning. To cut down on too much roughhousing at the playground, a school in Palo Alto, California has devised a way to keep students busy during the noon hour. Tomorrow, I'll tell you about the work of parents who run a children's art studio in which pupils spend part of their noon hour happily involved with paints, clay, and craft materials. More about this interesting program on What's New in Learning. Tomorrow on most of these CBS radio network stations.
Four persons are reported dead following severe thunderstorms and high winds that struck southwest Missouri and northeast Kansas on Saturday. Winds up to 90 miles an hour hit the area, knocking down power lines and trees. National Guardsmen were sent into several communities in Kansas to help storm victims. Senator Russell Long Saturday won renomination from Democratic voters in Louisiana. Four of the state's five incumbent congressmen also won their races, but Representative John Rarick appeared to be in some trouble. Rarick, an eight-year veteran in Congress, was facing a strong challenge from two candidates and may be forced into a runoff. In Washington, Pennsylvania, Saturday, a court paroled Annette Gilley and her father, Silas Huddleston. The two served 4.5 years in prison in connection with the murders of mine workers official Joseph Yablonsky and Yablonsky's wife and daughter. The testimony of Mrs. Gilley and her father was credited with leading to the arrests of higher-ups in the case. Eventually, United Mine Workers Union President Tony Boyle was convicted of 3 counts of murder. In granting parole to Huddleston and Mrs. Gilley on Saturday, the court also agreed to give them new identities. Now this word.
Hi.
Hi. I'm in nuclear research.
Nuclear research?
Uh-huh.
Hey, wow. I took you for a salami.
I beg your pardon?
A salami salesman, I thought for sure. Nuclear research.
Yeah.
And so young. Doesn't that take years and years of college?
Not necessarily. Well, today you can have a college grad's career with only a year or two of technical education. Look, it's all here in this free book, 25 Technical Careers in 2 years or Less. It tells you how you can get into programming, chemistry, architecture, community service work, forestry.
Forestry? That would be great for this friend of mine. He loves to play in the woods.
Play in the woods?
Where do you get this free book, 25 Technical Careers?
Just write Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202.
Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202?
Yeah. Send for it. It tells you how you can have a college grad's career without 4 years of college.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
There were reports Saturday of new fighting on Cyprus and word that Turkish forces were moving to try to gain control well below the strip of land the Turks had already taken in northern Cyprus. President Ford met Saturday to discuss the crisis with Secretary of State Kissinger. In Greece, anti-American demonstrations continued. Many Greeks are blaming the U.S. and other major Western powers for failing to check the Turkish sweep on Cyprus. Doug Poling, CBS News.
And CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI, with the time now is 6 minutes past 11. In Northwest League baseball activity, Seattle downed Walla Walla twice, while Portland lost to Lewiston 5-4.